Hey, gang, at this point in the call is where we transition, and I got a few extra people that'll be joining me on the line. So while they're joining in, there we go. Who do we have with us?
Kathy Clark.
Good morning, Kathy. Okay, Kathy, I'm going to put you on the spot here. It's so hard for me on a Saturday morning to sit here and talk to a window and looking at a play structure in the backyard when nobody's responding on the call. Was any of that information beneficial to you?
It was,
okay.
And I've been reading similar articles in magazines in the past couple of days.
Uh-huh. And what have you learned?
Well, I learned yesterday in this one article, approximately 40% of our children in the United States were obese.
And see, that's higher in some parts of the country than it is in others. I know states like Mississippi and Carol Riddick and I were talking about this months ago in North Carolina. It's off the charts well. It's higher than that in some areas, and it's obviously lower. That's the average, which is really
They're really pointing to culture and lifestyle. They were saying our child today is averaging 5 hours a day either sitting in front of the TV or in front of a computer playing with MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
5 hours a day.
That doesn't surprise me at all. But Stacy and I had this discussion yesterday, and she said, why again don't you want to get a Wii, you know, which is the latest video game that's mm-hmm. that everybody's got. And I gave her my philosophy, and I said, you know, I don't want to squelch the love of books that our daughters have. And everybody else, all their friends have a Wii. Why do we need one? Their friends come over there, and they play, and they go, man, you got this, and you've got that, and we don't have a Wii. We don't have any video games. You know, we just don't. And hey, I don't want to continue this discussion on because you guys signed on for a reason, and I know we've got other people on the line besides Kathy Clark, so let's get a running tally.
Joe Decoff is here.
Good morning, Joe and Bill.
Hey, Power Grid.
Bill, you have to speak up, okay, because this is going to become Vance and his harem, and I don't want it to become Vance and his harem, okay? Second, third. Too many factions. that McKenna makes me stay on top of here, and that. But how do we utilize these things without shifting or without getting derailed or sidetracked? But how do we utilize the promotions and continuing talking to people? And let me put Joe and Bill on the spot here, Decaf. Joe made a comment to me weeks ago, and she said, Vance, I just hate starting over every 90 days. I hate, you know, regrouping and, you know, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, Joe, at all, but it's just the way you said it. And I thought about that for a second. I said, you know, I understand. I totally empathize with that. Why do we want to start over? However, these cycles that we run in with the 90-day rule, they're there for a reason, because when we get our people into that rhythm and get them building, saying, hey, look it, let's take this first month. Now, if somebody signs up in the third month or the last 30 days of the 90-day cycle, you have to wait on them because that's the beginning of their rhythm. But what when you look at this, the pattern, again, look back to when you came on board with Weekend. Very few of us capitalized our business in the first month and went silver in that month. Okay, right? Most of us, as the saying goes, we were introduced to Nikon, we registered, we bought a few products, we started getting results, we bought a few more products, and then we started sharing those results with people. And some of us, it may have happened sooner or later, you know, but, you know, there were different timetables for all of us. But across the board, the rhythm of that cycle, some of us it took longer, some of us it was shorter, but the rhythm of that, the pattern that we need to develop is simply you introduce people to Nikan. Why increase stress in your life when we can educate and offer a different path? We introduce them to Nikan. They register, they get some product, and then we encourage them to start sharing that experience with other people because they're all going to get experiences. If they have an open mind and they make the decision to buy the product, they're going to get an experience. It's a no-brainer. As they start sharing that, again, you look at the rhythm cycle that in the first month or the first 30 days, they're going to be in that experimental phase. The second month is they started sharing with people, but now they're starting into the gathering phase. And then, I should say the gathering or sowing phase. And then that third month, the last part of the 90-day cycle is when the harvest happens. I mean, big time. You know, again, people will start harvesting into their second month or maybe even into their first month with Nikan. I think you guys get the idea. There are phases. And so here's my question again. How do we utilize things like 20% off of Sleep System, things like Bella Passion jewelry being on sale, and things like a free business kit when you order the pack? How do we use it? How are you guys utilizing those without deviating from the rhythm to go to business? Okay, I'm done now. And if you guys are in an area where, if I can get your assistance here, if you're in an area where you're moving around, or there's any, like we just heard the little car alarm or the car buzzer, the ding-ding-ding, and that's fine. You guys, I'm not going to be legalistic. However, if you're in an area like that, you can mute your phone out by hitting *6, and then *6 will bring you right back. It just makes it more user-friendly for the rest of us. And I'm not going to start calling out names, but again, if you're in an area, because if you know, if I start shuffling papers around, you can hear it. Trust me.
I'll raise my hand. I'm guilty. I'm out walking around.
So Denise is going to have a coronary while we're on the call, and we'll all get to take part in that because she's exercising too much.
Joe. Yeah, I just want to make sure that I was unmuted.
You're unmuted. Go ahead.
I thought since you put on me, I'd just go ahead and start. And tell you
Absolutely. That
so much of this goes to what Bill called last night when we were talking to one of our downlines. He just said, you know, it's our second leg. And sometimes I think I just plain wanted something for nothing. You know, I thought, my gosh, like you were talking, some people say, I deserve to eat this junk food. Well, I think I thought, my gosh, I've been in Nikan for 9, 10 years, you know, it's more now. I deserve to without having to work just real hard all the time. And so now I'm not doing that stinking thinking anymore, but just realizing what I like then about the rhythm and the packs and the simplicity right now is the fact that people don't always make decisions right away. And so there's not pressure. I think I felt pressure. Okay, if they want to save money, my gosh, they've got to do it now. Well, do I tell them about it now, or do I wait until another deal comes along or something? And now it's like, oh, this is just so much more natural. Because we want to be teachers. We want to be good listeners. And if they're not ready and they don't have the monies to plunk down $2,000 now, and all they can do is a starter pack, I don't mean if that's all they can do, but I mean that in a positive way. They have good options, and they have a good amount of time to make that decision. So for me, the pressure is off.
Okay, now, Joe, you said the pressure's off, so what are you saying differently rather than feeling like you're trying to force a sale on them? How are you, what's the vocabulary, what's the, you know, the language you're using to change that?
Well, I guess I can just tell them, first finding out where people are and what they want out of NACAM.
Mm-hmm.
All they want to be is, if they, I don't mean all, but if they choose to be a product user and don't want to touch the business, my gosh, they get a nice 15% discount.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't have to say, oh, you know what, well, for $49 you can make, say, 20%.
Mm-hmm.
I felt pressure of with wanting to say, because the nurturer here, you know, I want to save people money. I want to fix them and I want to save money. And that's not how you build a business.
Mm-hmm.
Reading something from that Mike DiMuccio sent out, or that I picked up from, he didn't send it out, but I picked up something from Mike DiMuccio about 10 different points, and I had to say, there you go, that's me, there you go, that's me, this is my challenge. I had a whole bunch of challenges there, and if I truly want to be a business person, if I want to just be grandma and nurture people, then continue being doing this as a hobby, if I would say, just give it all away. But we're not there. We've changed our thinking, and what I was doing wasn't bad. It just was a hobby. So now, all of this put together is helping us to launch our business as we're going to a new level.
Great.
Okay.
Fans, this is Kathy.
Go ahead, okay. And by the way, you guys, if you haven't on your phone, if you haven't hit *4 when you're getting ready to talk, if you hit *4, that'll boost your volume a little bit so everybody can really, really hear you clearly. So go ahead, Kathy.
Well, I'm finding what I'm doing with the sleep system, because that really excited me. I have people that have indicated to me that they were interested in the sleep system. So I'm going back to all of those people now and just sharing with them, and as a business person, it's my responsibility to let them know that we have this 2-week special sale or special deal, and if they have the money and if they choose to buy that right now or during that time, then great.
Okay,
but at least I've offered them.
Right, let's role play. I'm a wellness consultant in your group, and I registered a couple years ago, and I bought a few products here or there and whatever. And at one point I did express that, my wife, Stacey, and I were going to need to get a sleep system, but, stuff is tight because of the economy or whatever excuse you want to use. You call me, and what would you say?
Hey, Vance, this is Kathy Clark. Do you have a moment?
I do. Good morning.
Great. Hey, Vance, I remember one time when you and I were talking, you indicated to me that you were interested in getting a sleep system.
Yes, we did.
Well, I don't know whether you've heard the new announcements coming out from NACAM lately that just come out within the past couple of days, but starting September 15th through the end of the month, Nikon has a special promotion going with the Sleep Systems right now. Did I ever share with you the special little code that when you're ordering the Sleep System, you could get an extra 10% off?
I don't think you did.
I didn't? Oh, well, please forgive me.
No worries.
Well,
so what you're saying is the special is about to happen, but it hasn't happened?
Right. It's going to be just from September 15th to the 30th.
Okay, so in a few days from now then.
Yeah. And there's a special code. You know, right now, as a wellness consultant, you're ordering everything and you're getting 20% discount.
Right.
Well, how would you like to be able to order that same Sleep System and get an extra 20% discount?
Basically, you're saying like over 40% discount off retail. Okay.
Isn't that exciting?
So that, if I remember correctly, that's going to be like a free pillow, because the bed we were looking at was the pad and the comforter and two pillows, or we could order one pillow and we're going to basically get a second one for free based on a 20% discount, or maybe even both pillows for free.
Yeah.
If that's the way you're talking about it. Okay, stop the role play, you guys. Couple things to note here, what Kathy did that I think is beautiful. She said, I think I remember you saying to me at one point that, okay, she's not trying to get a sale here. She's remembering that something that I shared with her, that Stacey and I were eventually going to be getting a new sleep set. I just did this last week with one of our dear friends who mentioned to me 3 weeks ago that eventually she wants to get a mattress. Well, she came to the Rhythm event, because I called her before the Rhythm event and said, hey, would you like to ride with me? And by the way, at the Rhythm event, if you order these different packs, she's already got a bunch of the products. She's already got the Air Wellness Power 5. I said, but you can get a free traveler. And she's like, you mean like the one that you guys have in your van? And I said, yeah. So as a result of that, she ordered the middle pack, the better pack, and I emailed her yesterday. And she emailed me right back and said, we got our pack. I've got the pad on my bed. I'm not sleeping well. I don't know if this is a detoxification process. So I popped her an email back, and then I found an email that my mom sent me on water about the detoxification process in the body. And if you guys aren't on mom's email list or who she sent that to, I don't know, but it was a great piece, so I just filed it away. But I cut and pasted that right to Mel, and I said, hey, I think this is what your body's going through. Just skip down to the detoxification or whatever the title is. But again, what Kathy has done here is she's remembered things that they said. So I popped an email to Melanie and said, you know, hey, this sale is about to happen. It's kind of like having an insider's, you know, stock trading tip, you know, which is illegal, of course, but that's what we have with this. So one other thing that she did that I think is crucial in talking to people is right at the very, very, very beginning of the call, let's see who was listening here, Mary Margaret, what was the first question she asked me?
Do you have time now?
Yes. So incredibly simple, but so incredibly imperative. Because when people call us, if they ask me, I had a guy call me yesterday as I was walking out the door to go to a field trip. Yes, I think it's absurd in the first week of school to have a field trip. However, this was a wonderful thing. And anyhow, but I said, hey, you know, you just caught me. I'm in the garage. I'm walking out the door to go on a field trip, but what's up? And he said, okay, with that in mind, I'll be really short and sweet to the point. And he was. The call was less than 4 minutes long. So if we forget to ask people that, the phone is put there for our convenience. Sometimes it's not always convenient. So if a person answers or if we get their voicemail, say, hey, when you've got a minute, call me back. I want to tell you about something. You mentioned to me something a couple months ago, and I just remembered it, and I was thinking about you, and I feel really bad if I miss this one, so call me back when you got a minute. Again, those two things. Number one, when you got a minute, but number two, the second most important thing is, mentioned something to me. When we remind, or when we say statements like that, what I do in my mind is like, well, what did I mention to him? What is he remembering about me? What is she remembering that she wants me to be part of something? Wow, I'm curious. I want to know. That's a natural human tendency. And it really empowers people when you bring up something that they said and you use the phrase, I've been thinking about you. Well, it feels nice to be thought of, doesn't it?
Oh, wonderful.
So, Mary Margaret, you go next.
I've had this on my mind all week since your great things last week. I've got this crystallization of my perception, and that is sort of getting people into doing something in the can is kind of a 1-2-3 process. One, they may have never heard of any of it or don't care.
Sure.
But then they go from 1 to 2 where they are interested. But then from 2 to 3 where they make decisions, these little wonderful phrases that you found and invented and all this, like asking that, well, I mean, those are gems for us. And if you could kind of search your mind for you and Charbot for some other of those little things, because I get stuck totally if people get interested, but they don't make the decision.
Mary Margaret, rather than us write all these little sayings down or things, slogans or, phrases that we've used, most of the time, and you probably won't hear this from the experts because they want you to come back to them. People actually have built businesses writing books and putting CDs out with these sayings and, how to be a better prospector, how to be a better listener, how to be, all the how-to books and how-to resources out there. Here's what you do, Mary Margaret. Here's what they're not going to tell you. Take a breath. Slow down. When you're talking to Amy at the Y next time, simply say, Amy, I don't know if Vance got a chance to call you or you've heard from Vance or whatever. By the way, did Vance call you? And wait for Amy to respond and say, okay, well, on that note, I was thinking about you. I mean, literally, if you slow down so people like my daughters, the worst at this, when I'm telling them something exciting news, they always finish my sentence. I don't think they'll do that anymore because I sat them both down the other day and said, why is it when I'm instructing you guys on how to do something, you tune out and I have to say it 3 or 4 or 5 times because of the Q-tip factor, that's what I call it, the ears needing to be cleaned. Why did I have to repeat myself? But when I say something that you're really excited about hearing, you tend to finish my thought. I said, a good listener is one who uses two ears and the mouth in concordance. And if you'll listen, and rather trying to finish my statement, it's the same thing when you're talking with Amy, Mary Margaret. When you say things, I was thinking about that because the reason I wanted you to connect with Vance, not only because you guys are close to the same age, but he really has a passion of working with people. And I was thinking about that the other day because that's what you do at the Y. As a member rep, as the one who's, trying to solicit more members, it's not because you're trying to boost your sales or your numbers or that, but you really have a passion to serve people. And then pause. Take a breath. And she'll respond by saying, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. That's what I was thinking about, and that's why, it really kind of got the bug in my crawl about, being a wellness consultant and seeing if, this was a fit for you. It's kind of basically you're touching base with her without being a pest, and you'll find out if her and I have connected. And to answer, I put you the email yesterday. I didn't get her live. I did leave her a message, and I'm hoping that she'll call me today, if she can, but if it doesn't happen. But again, if you'll take a breath and pause, slow down a little bit, and allow people to see your heart behind why you want to connect with them and why you want to connect them with Niken. Because again, what I said earlier, why try and increase stress? Because this can be very, very stressful, thinking we've got to increase our numbers. Why try to do that to get people to change? Because it's always going to be a byproduct of trying to get people to change. Adults love ruts. Oh, we carve them really deep. Kids, they want change all the time. I mean, all the time they're wanting something new and exciting, and they love surprises. Adults, however, surprise birthday parties are not so fun. They're fun for the people that get to throw them and yell surprise, but not for the person receiving them. So, if you'll do that. So, Mary Margaret, answer my first question. How are you rethinking and tweaking your delivery with what we have now? Going back to something Mike DiMuccio said a few weeks ago, you work on your business and then you work in your business. And there's two different, you know, categories there. Working on our business, and I'm going to mess up his definition of it, is doing the things we need to be doing. But working in our business is furthering the growth of doing those things that can develop us into being a better person. How are we utilizing what we have? Again, we're in the middle of that rhythm with the different promotions. What are you doing? Are you going back to people like what Kathy said, people that you know who have said something?
Well, I'm just trying to apply what you talked about, Amy, right now, because I haven't had the experience that people really say I'm going to get a sleep system down the line. I haven't had that experience.
Okay.
So I'm just going to digest what you said, and I did go back to Amy yesterday and lend her my neck chain off my neck.
Okay.
I'll just digest what you've said recently, okay?
Now, when you said you went back to Amy and you lent her, so you loaned her your necklace, did you put a condition with that?
Yeah, I'm coming back Monday to see how she...
Okay. What I was thinking of is, and I learned this from Mac and Pat McTerria a few weeks ago, they don't loan product. Now, I'm sure they have at different times, but their standard philosophy, and this is what they shared with me, is when we pass something on to somebody, 9 times out of 10, or the majority of times, we don't allow them to take a product until they've committed either to watching a DVD or listening to a CD or basically enrolling, because we can give them a product experience when we get together with them face-to-face. Especially if they come into our home, or if we meet them someplace, we can give them a product experience to validate that these products will work on them, and whether that's an energy test or whatever. And once somebody commits to something, because I think we really mess up, and I talked to Dave Stoltzfus about this the other day. He did a last Saturday, get this, Dave Stoltzfus, Royal Diamond, Dave Anelli. I caught him, and it was about 2 o'clock his time or so. I can't remember now. But he just finished his third appointment for the day. Why is that such a big deal? Because he doesn't have to. When you know, the thing is, as a Royal Diamond, you don't have to be going out and doing one-on-one. But what he was doing was he was following up with people. And I just ordered one yesterday, and Dave will be on my call to talk about this, the connector box. If you're on the Saturday AM Live, you heard Dennis Bryant talk about this a couple months ago. But it doesn't matter what you're using, but what Focus on Growth has put together in a little concise box is a ton of CDs, and it's spendy to order the pack. However, there's a reason behind me making this investment in my business is because what Dave mentioned to me is that when you connect with anybody, when you give them that CD or that DVD to watch and listen to, whatever, you've got to do the follow-up. And if you're not doing the follow-up, you're wasting your time.
Amy, your necklace, and you're going back on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to say to her?
Well, Amy, I'm welcome to take
action. I'm not going to tell you what to say, Mary Margaret. Mm-hmm. What are you going to say to her? What are you going to ask?
Well, what did you experience about the neck chain?
Okay, nothing really. I didn't feel anything. Now what are you going to
say? I'm just stumped right now. Yeah.
Okay. Now, regardless if somebody got a product experience or they hated it, you say always, really? That's great. Now, why on earth would you respond that way?
if she had a bad experience, I'd say that you need to wear it longer or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I want to torture you more, Amy.
I don't know. I'm stumped today, Vance. I'm stumped.
Every single time the products work. Joe Izzo, who I don't know if he's activist with this anymore, but he was a neurosurgeon by trade, still is today, I believe. Anytime they ever perform surgery on somebody's spinal column or on their brain as a neurosurgeon, as a neurologist, if they came out of that surgery and their feet for the first time in decades were killing them, that was a success. If their back hurt more, that was a success. If they could wiggle their fingers but they were in intense pain, that was a success. Because from a neurologist's point of view, anytime the body reacts and they can feel something or they have mobility, or, you know, with diabetic neuropathy, they have cold feet or they can't feel their feet. You get them on the insoles, all of a sudden they're experiencing pain. That's great. That's the body reacting to the natural magnetic field that we should have around us all the time. Our friend Mel, two nights on the pad that she bought that came with the better pack, I said, that's great. Your body is detoxifying. It's reacting. It's saying, hey, I need to get this stuff out of my body. And so increase the water, increase the water. It's a very small percentage of people that have a negative reaction first. Most start to feel a little bit of relief of tension, a relief of stress, more energy, more mobility. One thing I would have done differently, Mary Margaret, with Amy, before I handed her to the necklace, I would have done a quick energy test with her and showed her how fast the necklace will work. You know how to do that.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean. I'm just in a mood today. I guess I'm stumped. In the
okay, how would you do an energy test with any of Nikan products?
Well, maybe to have her hold her arm out and just do it as is, and then with me wearing the neck chain.
Okay, or pull her, or pull her fingers apart, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to wear a necklace and I sold so many of them off my body, I quit wearing it because I'm not a jewelry person, but I used to take and just drop it on the ground. And they'd look at me like, what are you doing that for? I said, just watch, just humor me a few seconds here. I'd drop it on the ground and they'd forget about it, and I'd pull their arms down or pull one arm down or pull their fingers apart. And I'd say, now go ahead and stand on that. Don't squish it, but just put your foot on top of that. And they'd always naturally say, with my shoes on? Oh, absolutely, sure. Let's see what happens here. Just have fun with it. And then do the same thing again and watch how much stronger or feel how much stronger they are. And then if they don't notice the difference, say, oh, well, you weren't pulling as hard. Or, well, let's try it a third time. Get your foot off my necklace now. Have them step back and do the same thing again. That way they see right off the bat how quickly our products work, and they work every single time. The only reason why the product won't work right off the bat is because if they're dehydrated. And that's an easy fix. You just give them a sip of water and then move on from there and do it again. Okay, I picked on Mary Margaret enough. Molly and Janice are on the line, and for some reason we always end up saving Molly for last and don't get enough time with her. Molly, answer the question, what are you doing with the promotion to continue in the rhythm that you're already in?
Well, this morning I read over the email. I was thinking that I can buy myself stocked up for either Christmas or some other occasion. And the double bed upstairs for guests, I mean, really should have bought the magnetic mattress and sleep system a long time ago. So I'm thinking of buying these things for myself.
Okay, you said for your guest bedroom?
So I haven't been thinking of other people as much buying as for myself.
Oh, so you don't have a sleep system on your own bed?
It's the guest room. I didn't have a sleep system.
Okay, do you have a fair amount of guests in your guest bedroom?
Off and on. Especially now my son is getting married and we have, we'll have a household full of guests.
Okay. Okay, one thing I would encourage you when you do your taxes this year, if you make that choice, is go back and figure out what the square footage, and all of us can do this, if we have a guest room or a bedroom, our office and our guest bedroom, because that is a demo bedroom, because every single person that sleeps in that bedroom is going to utilize that. That square footage is a tax write-off. And we seldom remember the benefits and the tax deductions that we get to deduct for that. That square footage, for us, it's 10% of the square footage of our house. So therefore, it's 10% of our electricity. It's 10% of our water usage. It's 10% of our it's 10% of everything. And any educated CPA or accountant will verify this. You get to deduct the square footage of whatever gets used exclusively for business. For us, it's the office, it's the guest bath, and the guest bedroom. You get to deduct all that. So any purchases that Molly makes, she gets to do that. Okay, Janice, are you still jogging, walking? Give her a couple seconds to demute herself.
I'm here. I just unmute myself.
Uh-huh. What do you do? Answer the question.
Regarding the sleep system, I have two people that I know of that have said to me that they are very interested in the sleep system. So I'm going to utilize, you know, the technique that you just said about, you know, I remember, and if you were interested in, well, do you have time first? And I remember you were interested, and this is what Nika is offering right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right there for those. And the others, I'm doing a couple 21 calls right. So.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic.
So I will let you know about
this. Okay. Good. Okay, did I miss anybody? The answer is no. Okay, good. All right, gang. We're about out of time. Hopefully this is beneficial to you. Want to give you an insider's tip. Randy Rolfe, you've heard me mention her name before. She'll be with us in a few weeks' time. A good percentage, I guess the inspiration for doing the earlier call today came from her. She's going to do a sum up of two CDs that were recorded at an event in Virginia called the Foundations of Nutrition. And if you're putting an order in to Growing in Wellness, you guys, you owe it to yourself to have these two CDs. It's a $10 investment plus shipping. The first CD just goes through basically the Foundation of Nutrition. The second CD, she goes through each and every Nikan nutritional product one by one, and breaks them down, why we need them, why we, you know, use them, and what the benefits that we can expect as a result of them. So just additional plug I forgot to make earlier. But you really owe it to yourself to really be up on this nutritionally. And you know what I think is amazing about you ladies and Bill, because I know he's still there, is that you guys are pretty close. Some of you are right on the money as far as your ideal weight, and then the ones that aren't, you're pretty close to it. And I think a lot can be said from that when we set the example as wellness consultants, say, hey, we're shooting for this. We're striving towards this. Every day, every way, you know, getting up in the morning saying, I'm good. However, every day, every way, I'm striving to be a little better. Okay. Go ahead, Janine.
Dan?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool. I am right on the verge of turning from being obese to just overweight.
Are you serious? And well said. Let me ask. That's good.
To me, I was never, I felt so great. I felt so good and everything else. You know, the only thing that kind of bothered me is when I went shopping and I had to buy size 18 clothes, you know, so it's just 16 clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I felt great. But anyhow.
Let me put you on the spot just so, because you brought it up. What's your height?
5'5".
5'5". And what's your...
And I'm over 6. And don't tell me when you're over 60 years old, you can't lose weight.
Okay. No, and this is why I'm asking, because I'm going to use you as an example to encourage other people. So you're 5'5", and what is your current weight?
I now weigh about 172.
Okay. And so you're...
My ideal weight, for me...
Yeah.
But for me, for my pack weight in, for me, when I was in high school, I weighed 135.
Okay,
so for me, my ideal weight is about 140.
Okay.
For me, at my age.
So you've got 35 pounds to go.
Yep, and I started out near almost to 200.
That is fantastic.
I did the first 12, 15 pounds I took off, it varies always. I took off by utilizing the body balance system.
Uh-huh.
And I kept that off for quite a while, 6 months to 9 months, and then we started as a sisters having a contest and working together. You know, we just, you know, basically it was how many inches you're going to take off your waist.
Sure.
And different things like that. And I took off the next 12, so this whole 15 pounds is, which varies, of course, by changing my eating style and walking, running with my sister and myself.
Uh-huh.
Changing, doing the lifestyle program where I eat good foods. It's healthy for me. I'm doing this for my health, not just for losing weight.
Oh, and you're doing it for your grandkids and your great-grandkids' sake, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
I have 5 more coming next year. That's what I tell them. I have 3 of them are expecting already, and one of them is going to have twins, and I have 1 more that's working at it, so I say I'm going to have 5 more.
Oh, and that's 5 more reasons to get it checked. You know, and Janice, I appreciate you sharing that, because that's such a huge, huge encouragement for so many people that are on the line right now. As you said, you know, who says you can't be over 60 and lose weight? Because you can. I mean, the older we get, the harder it is, because our fat and our body have become really good friends, and we don't want to break up that friendship, but we need to. And
when people look at me, they don't know I'm 60. By any means, I don't look it at all.
Yeah, I got that comment. I've been getting that for the last several weeks about turning 40, so I know what you're talking about. So we need to let go of the line here, because I know Dennis Williams should be using it here in a few moments. So thank you guys for being vulnerable. Thank you for letting me encourage you in my weird sense of a way. And we'll talk to you next Saturday morning, okay?